Morning. In just a moment, we're going to sing the song, Why Did My Savior Come to Earth? To prepare us for partaking of the Lord's Supper today. And Kevin Smith's going to lead us in a prayer for the bread. But before we do that, a few thoughts. I've been reading about Dr. Kent Brantley. Everybody recognizes that name. He was the first American to get the Ebola virus, which he contacted while doing medical missionary work with Ebola sufferers in Liberia. And you know, he was flown back to Atlanta, he was treated, and he recovered. And a couple of interesting things about this man. One is that one of the ways they're trying to help those with the virus is by giving them a transfusion of blood serum from someone who has recovered, someone who has survived the disease. And so Dr. Brantley received such a transfusion when he was in Liberia from one of the patients that he actually helped to recover. And then maybe you heard also that when he came back to the States and recovered himself, his blood was given to Nina Pham, the Dallas nurse, and Rick Sakara, the NBC cameraman who contacted the disease, both of whom are recovering. Now, when I heard that story, there's kind of an analogy there, isn't there? You know, we need the blood of Jesus in our life. It's the blood of Jesus that will cleanse us from our sin. And Jesus was willing to give his blood. When Jesus talked about the Lord's Supper, he talked about the bread, then he talked about the cup, he gave thanks, and he gave it to them all, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. For this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sins." It's the blood of the new covenant, you know, through which we have the forgiveness of our sins. And so we need that life-giving blood. This Lord's Supper memorial reminds us of the blood that was shed. But the other thing I wanted to say about Dr. Brantley, and it concerns what I consider to be a horrible article that was written about him, actually criticizing him for going to Liberia and exposing himself to that disease. And the headline of the article said, "Ebola doctor's condition is downgraded to idiotic." And this was after he came back and he was in Atlanta and he was making progress, and this was her take on his whole story. And I tell you, I just can't understand how someone would say something like that. What she's talking about is, you know, what kind of person would leave safety in the United States and go into such a diseased, ravaged region? And of course, he went there again to help the sufferers. And I have to admit, when I heard his story, I was thinking, who's going to go help these people who are dying with the gospel? You know, it seems like a Christ-like thing to do. But hers and many other writers and political commentators' take on the whole situation is, you know, why would you go? Why would you risk your life on a mission like that? Well, someone else who took on a similar mission, it's actually the scripture that Jeff read for us just a moment ago, tells us that we're to let this mind be in us, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God did not consider it robbery to be equal with God. This is talking about Jesus before he came into this world. The expression in verse 6 may be kind of difficult to relate to. The NIV and the New American Standard put it this way. He did not consider it robbery to be equal with God. Did not consider equality with God a thing to be grasped. It's a little bit of a different idea also, but what does it mean in those two statements? I think either statement could be appreciated. He was in the form of God. He did not consider it robbery to be equal with God. In other words, for him to say, "I am God, and I am fully God, and I am fully entitled to every prerogative that belongs to God," for him to say that would not be robbery, because it's true. He was God, in other words, is what it's saying. And I like the way the NIV and a New American Standard puts it, because the emphasis there is that was all true about him, but he did not consider this equality with God something to be grasped. In other words, he wasn't determined to hang on to that, but he was willing rather to let it go. And that's how much he loves us, that he was willing to let go of that equality and come into this world. He made himself, it says, of no reputation, even though he was God. And he took the form of a bondservant. And he came in the likeness of men. We're going to sing the song, Why Did My Savior Come to Earth? Because he loved us. He was willing to do this. You know, why would someone leave their comfortable practice in Dallas, Texas, where they can go play golf on the weekends and where they can eat at fine restaurants every evening? Why would they go to Liberia? Because he cares. And it's really a Christ-like act that he was performing. Verse 8 says, concerning Jesus being found in appearance as a man, he didn't stop there, but he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death on the cross. And I suppose some people might say that was an idiotic thing to do, to leave all that glory in heaven and come die this horrible, shameful death on the cross. But anyone who would ever say that is missing the fact that they need that death on the cross. The sufferers from sin need him to come and to die. And so we're so thankful for what he did. God appreciated what he did. This is what Jeff read. Therefore, because he did all of this, God has highly exalted him and given him a name that is above every name. And the Lord's Supper is all about remembering and being thankful to God and to Jesus for his willingness to do this. This is what Jesus did for us. And we should look for ways that we can make similar sacrifices, even though ours will always pale in comparison, certainly, to what Jesus did. We're going to sing the song, Why Did My Savior Come to Earth? I want you to think about the words of this song as we prepare to sing it in just a moment. Why did my Savior come to earth and to the humble go? Why did he choose a lowly birth? Because he loved me so. Why did he drink the bitter cup of sorrow, pain, and woe? Why on the cross be lifted up? Because he loved me so. He loved me so. He gave his precious life for me. For me, it says. Because he loved us so. And then the third verse does something a lot of songs do. It kind of, after meditating on this wonderful truth that we've experienced as Christians, it kind of looks to the future. Till Jesus comes. You know, this is how we should respond. We'll sing his praise and then to heaven go and live with him through endless days because he loved us so. We will sing the third verse after we drink the cup this morning. But let's all give our attention to Jeff now as he leads us in the first two verses of He Loved Me So.